You're listening to a special edition of Away with Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Martha Barnett.
And I'm Grant Barrett. Today we're revisiting thoughtful questions from some of our youngest callers.
Well, if all these years doing the show together have taught us anything, it's that if you speak a language, you're going to be curious about it. It doesn't matter how old or how young you are.
Hi, my name is Leah, and I'm calling from Argyle, Texas.
Leah!
Hello, Leah!
Welcome to the show!
Hi, thank you.
What can we do for you?
Okay, well, one day my sister was getting in the car and she asked my mom, can I sit in the front seat? And my mom was like, no, absolutely yes. And I was wondering, why did she go, no, yes?
Why is she disagreeing with herself, right?
Yeah.
What do you think the answer is?
I think she just meant yes. And she wanted my sister to believe her.
Yeah. Oh, that's so interesting. You must be really observant, Leah, because
yeah.
a lot of people hear that and it just passes over their heads and they don't notice that sometimes we do say yes and no in the same sentence, but there's not really a disagreement there. There's not really a conflict between those two words. So let's run through this. So what was happening was you're in the car with your mom and your sister, and your sister asked if she could sit in the front?
Yes.
And then your mom said...
She said, no, absolutely yes.
No, absolutely yes. Oh, it's so perfect. So there's this thing where we are agreeing with something at the same time we're disagreeing with something else. So the no is a way of saying, I'm disagreeing with you that it might be a problem. I'm saying, no, it doesn't matter to me whether or not you sit in the front, or no worries that you sit in the front, or no, I don't care if you sit in the front. And then you're saying, yes, you can sit in the front. Yes, it's fine to sit in the front.
So there's
the surface thing that you're saying on the top, and there's the underneath thing that you're saying behind that. And so your yes and no work with both parts
mm-hmm.
of that.
Okay.
And do you find yourself doing that too, Leah?
Yeah. Do it myself too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, Leah, I often hear people say, yeah, no.
Yeah, I actually did that this morning.
You did?
What was it? What were you talking about?
We were actually talking about the podcast, and then Mom was like, are you going to face up? And I'm like, yeah, no.
There we go. And you didn't, and you're doing
perfect.
Great. Yeah.
Perfect. You sound like you have an interest in language and linguistics, huh?
Yeah.
And how old are you, Leah?
I'm 9.
And you're in, third grade, fourth grade?
Third grade, yeah.
Third grade. All right. Well,
cool.
I got to say, you're brave to call us. You did super well, and we were really happy to take your call.
Thank you.
Call us again sometime, all right?
Okay.
You know, Grant, you mentioned that Leah was brave to call us. So what is the word that sums up feeling brave and scared and excited about something all at the same time? We heard from one girl, her mom, and a whole class of fifth graders who wanted to know the answer to that question.
It's Mary Lou, and we're calling from the quiet corner of Connecticut.
Hi, Mary Lou. What's the quiet corner of Connecticut?
Yeah, which corner is it?
The quiet corner of Connecticut is the northeast corner of Connecticut.
Okay. And what makes it so quiet?
Away from the city.
It's away from the city. We have beautiful fields and pastures and lots of cows.
Okay. Well, they're not very quiet, are
they?
And
so you and the cows had some questions for us?
Well, me, the cows, my daughter, and actually we're here with her whole fifth grade class.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to ask Nina to ask you what her question is, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
I'm looking for a word for how I feel right now, which is nervous and excited.
You're looking for a word about how you feel right now, which is nervous and excited.
Mm. So it's a combination of the two things. You're eager to talk with us, but you're also nervous?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a great question.
Mm-hmm. And have you thought of some other words and then rejected them?
Some like anxious and stage fright.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Anxious.
Stage fright's a good one, but it's...
Like it doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
What about butterflies in your stomach?
That's good. But we're wondering if there's one word that would bring that feeling together. A word like bittersweet that has two emotions in one word?
Mm-hmm. Two different elements. So what you're talking about is the feeling that you get when you really want to do something, but you sort of don't want to do something.
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And so worked up isn't quite right because you're more than just worked up. You're worked up but also cautious. And anxious really is more negative. It doesn't capture the positive part of it, which is that you really want to do it, but part of you is rebelling.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so you wouldn't be happy with a phrase like butterflies in your stomach. You just want something briefer?
Something briefer. So when something happens and we have that feeling, we can just say, I'm blank.
Oh,
we always blank. Come up with a blank.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is a tough one.
It is.
You know what? This is kind of a silly thing, and it's not one word, but my Aunt Mazo in the hills of North Carolina, when she was talking about somebody who was both excited and anxious, would say, he was like a worm in hot ashes. And I thought that was just her phrase, but I looked it up, and it's actually in the Dictionary of American Regional English. Mm-hmm. Hot ashes means excited and anxious.
That's interesting.
So maybe I'm hot ashed? I
don't you reminded me for some reason of words like Twitter-pated.
I was thinking of that too,
but Twitter-pated
actually
is more about frantic and excited.
Being silly.
Silly, yeah.
Yeah,
I
think
Twitter-pated being in love, isn't that from Bambi?
It is in Bambi, yeah. It's not only for being in love, but in Bambi it was used that way.
Yeah. I think what we're figuring out here is that there's a hole in our language that you all have pinpointed. So maybe we need some help coming up with a word.
So what's the word that you would use, listener, for being excited to do something but also nervous about it? And Mary Lou and Nina, we will let you know.
All right? Thank you so much.
And hi to the class.
Yeah, hi, class.
Hi!
I have a fifth grader at home. They sound exactly like him.
Well, you did have a fifth grader at home back when we recorded that call.
That's right. But he's a sixth grader now. He just turned 12. I can't believe it. He's giant. He just passed his mama in height.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're still looking for that good word that sums up the feeling of being excited to do something but still being nervous about it. So if you think of one, send it along. But in the meantime, there's one thing you should never feel nervous about doing.
That's right. No need to be nervous when you call your station. In fact, it's exciting. You're doing your part to ensure your station continues to bring you shows like this.
And it's so easy to make a gift that matters. Just pick up the phone right now.